friends to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth Time. Once again, I greet you as always in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And in saying that, though, friend, He wants to be yours. He can be yours. In fact, He came to be yours. The Bible teaches us that the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. One day, friend, I was lost. One day, I was headed to a devil's hell. But April the 23rd, 1974, I heard my soul's salvation. And you know what? I've not been the same since. Now, I've not been perfect. I must confess that with a lot of shame and a lot of regret. But I'll tell you what, ever since April the 23rd, 1974, I've always been saved. And what a privilege, what a joy that is. Thank you for joining with me and Debbie today. We're excited about the program, about the message, and about the music. And we think that it's just a glorious privilege for you to invite us into your life. Wherever you're at, you're traveling, you're at home, you're in the hospital, you're incarcerated. I'll tell you, we're just glad that you have chosen to join with us this day. And we trust that our time together will be a blessing. I've opened my Bible. I've opened my Bible to the book of Luke chapter 16. Some of you Bible readers will already know what that chapter is about. And I'll tell you, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm going to deal with probably the worst subject there is in the entire Word of God. I'm going to deal with the place called hell. Now listen, friend, listen. You're not there, but if you're lost and undone, you're headed there. And I don't mean to be mean to you. I'm just telling you what the Word of God says. Listen, friend, I'm an old country preacher. And this old country preacher believes this, that there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And that's what this song, in many ways, is talking about that Debbie is going to do. The title of it is Heaven Awaits. And it does for those whose trust is in the Lord. But for those who have never trusted Him, friend, there's an awful place called hell. Listen, I'll be back in a minute to preach a message that's heavy. But oh, if you'll just heed it, you can be changed for eternity. Enjoy.
One day my labor down here will be o'er. On Zion's ship I'll step aboard. I'll soon be sailing across that stormy sea where heaven waits me. Heaven awaits those whose trust is in the Lord. Heaven awaits those who believe. It's not a fairy tale, I know it must be real. Believe it's not a fairy tale,
the obvious question, sir, ma'am, what awaits you on the other side of the grave? What awaits you when this life is over? Listen, the Word of God is really clear. It's simple in many ways. It is profound in many ways. But can I tell you, friend, the truth of the matter is the Word of God teaches that there are two destinies in eternity, and we're all bound there. Listen, I've got a philosophy. You live long enough, you're going to die. It's just that simple. The Bible tells us that it is appointed unto man once to die, and after death, the judgment. We're going to die someday. We're going to judgment sometime after death. And then we will, friend, listen, by our own choosing in this life, be in a destiny in eternity, a place where there is joy and peace and happiness forevermore, or there is a place where it is full of darkness and damnation and dread and destruction for an eternity. And let me tell you something before I even read my scripture. April the 23rd, 1974, when I got up that morning, listen, I knew I was lost. I knew I was headed for a devil's hell. But thank God, by the grace of God, before that day was ended, because I heard a man preach my soul salvation, friend, listen, I've changed destinies. I got off the broad road, got on the straight and the narrow road. I went from the lost category to the saved category. I went from headed to a place called hell to headed to a place called heaven, that place that Jesus said, I've gone to prepare. Now listen, you can do that today. Again, this message is awful. I'm going to tell you the truth. I've said this before. I'm going to say it again. If there was any topic or subject of the Word of God that I could remove from the Word of God, it would be this. It would be about this place called hell. But can I tell you, look, that can't happen. I mean, it's a real place. I had a man to tell me, because I preach on the realities of hell, because I warn people about the realities of hell, that I was committing spiritual abuse. You know what I told him? I said, listen, sir, if I did not warn people about that awful place that was prepared for the devil and his angels, that has opened its mouth without boundaries, it's enlarged its borders, I would then be committing spiritual abuse. But today, here's what I'm going to preach about. I'm going to preach about when it becomes too late. When it becomes too late. In the book of Luke chapter 16, the Word of God says in verse 19, I'll read down through and include verse 23. There was a rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gates full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Can I tell you, friend, listen, there's coming a day in your life, sir, ma'am, there is coming a point in time when it'll be too late for you to do anything different. It'll be too late for you to change your destiny. It'll be too late for you, friend, to decide that you want to trust Jesus as your Savior and take as many as your family members you can to heaven instead of a place called hell. So I'm going to talk about when it becomes too late. When it becomes too late. Can I say something that may startle some of you? The dead are not dead. Now, they died physically. Their body is laid in a grave. But I'm going to tell you, when God created man in the beginning, in the garden, according to the book of Genesis, the Bible tells us that God created man out of the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Man is a tripart being. He is a body, soul, and spirit. And death, because of the sin of mankind in the Garden of Eden, was the judgment. God told Adam and Eve, said, now look, there's a tree in the midst of the garden that I don't want you to eat of it. From the day that you eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. It was the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And sure enough, you know the story. If you've heard anything about Christianity at all, know anything about the Word of God, Eve was deceived, Adam partook, and they both died spiritually that day, and they eventually died physically before the 1,000 years was up of their life. That is a day, prophetically speaking. And you know what they did? They went into the abode of the dead. Now their body lay in the grave silent, but their soul, friend, lives on. The spirit went back to God who gave it, and look, ever since that time, they've been waiting on something called resurrections. Let me tell you something. The dead are not dead. Oh, look, when your friend, your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, whomever, a workmate, whatever the case may be, dies, we bury the body, but all long before that happens, when the last breath goes out of the body of an individual, friend, they go immediately to a temporary abode, a place to where they will be until resurrection day. And we're going to learn about some things, friend, when it's too late. You ever been late for something? I don't like being late. I'd rather be 30 minutes early than I would be 2 minutes late. That's a fact. Hey, one of my best illustrations for being too late, and I don't like Miracle Whip, so I'm not advertising Miracle Whip. This guy was in his apartment. He decided he wanted him a sandwich. He went into the refrigerator, got his cold cuts out, and reached in to get his a jar of Miracle Whip. He opened the top of it and stuck his knife down it. All it did was click. It was empty. He looked up to the clock that was on his wall in his little kitchenette, and it was about 3 minutes till, well, we'll say 9 o'clock, when the stores are going to close. That's when people had a little bit of sense. They would rest. It wasn't a 24/7 lifestyle. Man, he tore out of his apartment, down the stairs, down the street, and when he got to the store, he reached in, got the handle of the door of the store that he was going in to get his Miracle Whip with, and about that time, just seconds before he reached there, the guy on the inside was turning the lock on the door and turning the sign over that said close. And I'll never forget it. That man just kind of melted on the street. He threw his head back, threw his arms up, melted at his knees, and went down to the sidewalk saying, "No." You know what? He was too late. Listen, that's a poor illustration, I know, to illustrate something that is so severe, something that is so dreadful, something that is so sure to happen to you, sir, ma'am, unless you repent of your sin, unless you receive Christ as your Savior. One day you'll wake up and you'll realize that it's too late for you to change your destiny, to change the place where you'll spend an eternity. And oh, what a sad day it will be when you realize that it's too late. Too late. Too late. You say, "Preacher, what's going to be too late about?" Well, it's going to be too late to learn about the realities of eternity, about the realities of that place called hell. Can I tell you, it was stark that day that this rich man died, that day that this beggar man by the name of Lazarus died. Hey, look, friend, listen, their experiences were similar, but all after death overtook them, their experiences were totally different. One woke up in the bosom of Abraham, in a place of peace, in a place of safety, in a place of blessing, in a place of light, in a place of comfort, and all the other one ended up in a place of torments, opened up his eyes, lifted them up out of hell, in a place where there is torments. Isn't that sad? Oh, sinner friend, listen to this old country preacher. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Oh, God loved you so much that He sent His only begotten Son in this world to die as a sinner's substitute. He sent the Spirit into the world. After that, He ascended back to the right hand of the Father, had to do a work of convicting you of your sin and convincing you and that you're in need of a Savior. He sent He sent lumps of clay like me, earthen vessels with the treasure on the inside, and that proclaims the gospel of Jesus Christ and tells whosoever will that they can be saved by the grace of God. They can be delivered from any sin that's overtaken them, any addiction that they cannot control. God will save you, make you a new creature in Christ, make you a fit subject for heaven, and then listen, I will someday come to get you and deliver you from this place if only you'll trust Him. Oh, look, the Bible tells us that Lazarus or the rich man lifted up his eyes in hell being in torments, and he cried to Abraham and said, Abraham, could you send Lazarus to me? Let him dip his water of thy finger in water and quench my thirst, for I'm tormented in this flame. Oh, I'll tell you, friend, listen, it's awful in a place called hell. Do you hear me? It's the regions of the damned. You'll never be welcomed there. It was a place that was prepared for the devil and his angels according to the Word of God. But all sinner friend, listen to this old country preacher. Heed the Spirit of God that's dealing with your heart right now. Don't go to that awful place. You don't have to die lost. You may choose to. You may go through this life rebelling against God, trying to outrun the conviction upon your heart, trying to cover up the good sense that grips your mind, trying to go over the prayers of your loved ones, trying to go over, bless God, the messages about eternal life and salvation by grace through faith. But oh, one day, if you don't stop and turn to God and say, be merciful to me, a sinner, do you know what, friend? It'll be too late in hell to realize that all things are right. That stark reality of being in an eternity that you can never get out of. One of the things that amazes me about this story of the rich man and Lazarus here in Luke chapter 16. Do you know what? Though this rich man was concerned about his brothers, his family members, he knew somewhere or another that he was eternally doomed and damned. There was no escape for him, no hope for him, no release for him. And one day, friend, oh, sinner friend, listen, one day, and it may be sooner than you could imagine, if you don't turn to Christ, if you don't turn to God and say, be merciful to me, save me for Christ's sake, it'll be eternally too late for you. And you'll know the realities of a Christless eternity and how sad that will be. One of these days it'll be too late to learn that God's Word is right. People snuff at the Word of God. People mock at the Word of God. People try to explain away the Word of God. People try to put disparaging remarks on the Word of God. They try to say that isn't the Word of God, this thing we call the Bible. And I use the 1611 King James Bible. Hey, can I tell you what? They try to say that's written by man. Oh, God did employ men. God used men to write. But I want you to know, friend, it's so inspired. Men were so moved. Holy men of God were so moved by the Holy Spirit. That, friend, listen, it is the Word of God. Oh, this book is right. This book is given to us to proclaim, to shout out, to lift up our voices with, and listen, to warn you to flee the wrath of God. Oh, sinner friend, why don't you heed the Word of God today? Why don't you just believe it all before it is too late? The Word of God is right. The Word of God is true. The Word of God is eternal. And look, here is one place that the Word of God gives us a view, a glimpse into eternity. I don't know about you, it's a frightening place. Oh, listen, friend, it's an awful place. And I'm glad that God has made a way through the death, the burial, the resurrection of His Son, for the whosoever's of this world to escape this place. Jesus suffered our hell. Jesus suffered our separation from God, if we'll put our trust and faith in Him. When it becomes too late to realize that repentance may be a good idea. Now listen, in hell. This rich man thought repentance was a good idea. He didn't think much about it before then. He thought it might be good for Lazarus, thought it might be good for anybody and everybody else. How about his family and himself? But I'm telling you, friend, after he found himself in the regions of the damned, after he began to think and realize he's got five brothers and somebody needed to testify to them, somebody needed to warn them about that awful place he had gone to, that he found himself in. And he asked Abraham, he said, Abraham, could you send Lazarus to my father's house? I've got five brethren, and would you have him to testify to them and warn them of this awful place? Tell them that they need to repent. They need to have a change of mind about sin, a change of mind about the Word of God, a change of mind about the work of God, a change of mind about God Himself. And if you get one of those changes of mind, it'll produce a change in your life. It'll produce a change in your destiny. It'll produce a change in your eternity, sinner friend. But I'll tell you, it was too late. It was too late for that rich man. Hey, he could have repented moment after moment after moment. But it wouldn't have changed him. But oh, sinner friend, you've got hope today. You've got the opportunity to repent of your sins and tell God how that you're an old broken, wicked sinner that deserves to be in hell. But you heard about a man to the name of Jesus who died at Calvary, who was buried in a borrowed tomb, and on the third and appointed morning came out from among the dead. Oh, sinner friend, listen. Listen, please hear how the Word of God. Please listen, submit to the Spirit of God before it becomes too late. Listen, before it becomes too late to believe in the power and the profit of preaching. Listen, God sent preachers. Do you know that? That's what the Word of God says in the book of Romans. And I'm turning. I want to get it really, really quick as I close this message. Oh, I've got so much to say, but I don't have time to say it. And the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But wait just a minute. How shall they call on Him whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. Hey, listen, friend. I've come with a message of good news to you. I've come to tell you, sinner friend, I don't care who you are, what you've done, how old you are, who you've been with, how long you've been in that sin, how many addictions has overtaken you, how grossly you've sinned, how often you've sinned. I'm here to tell you that where sin abounded, the grace of God doth much more abound. I'm here to tell you that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm here to tell you, friend, listen, that the grace of God can reach you, that the long-suffering of God is this, that God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to the truth. I'm here to tell you that the Word of God says that He would have all men to be saved. But you see, the choice is up to you. Look, friend, I've told you about this man, Jesus. Maybe you never heard about Him until this day. You didn't know that you could call on Him until this old preacher says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But you've heard. You've heard because God sent me. You've heard because I've preached to you. Now why don't you do what you know is right to do before it becomes too late. It's not too late today, but it may be a minute from now, an hour from now, a day from now, a week from now, a month, a year, who knows? But if you don't get right with God, one day it'll be too late for you. And you'll open your eyes. You'll open your eyes as did the rich man in a place of torment. And then forever and eternally it'll be too late. It's not now. Bow before Him. Go to Him with a broken spirit and a contrite heart and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And He will. God bless you, friend. Until the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TomAndDebbie@inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now, until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.